mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, now into hour number two. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we've got a top futurist coming on who's also a former IBM executive. Says we're all going to have microchips very, very soon. It's all going to be wonderful. Once we have our chips, we'll be happy little members of the New World Order. And we also come up here in about 5 minutes. Have Benjamin Godfrey and Shane Patrick. They won the ArnoldExposed.com $2,000 prize for the best 60-second video PSA. I aired that last night on the TV show. It's on ArnoldExposed.com right now. Adam and Aaron Gully, they won the best 60-second audio ad and for radio. And we got so many good ones, but I told people that it can't have, audio of Schwarzenegger out of any of his movies. It can't. So a lot of you got disqualified because of that. But we can certainly put all that stuff on the web, and we're going to be doing that. But more details on that coming up. A lot of exciting things going on. Of course, I produced my own little ad, and it's going to be aired. I'm buying TV time right now to air in different parts of the country. So that's now happening, and that'll be up today as well, by this afternoon, by later today, this evening. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Mike in Indiana. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
Your word is really catching on like wildfire. Are you familiar with Michael Medved?
Yeah, I know. He routinely attacks me.
Well, he's very popular, getting darn close to Rush Limbaugh. A caller last Friday, April 15th. Hit him up. He must have fooled the call screener. He really nailed him. He got him with the Larry Silverstein and the Building 7 thing. And Medved was like speechless and had to change the subject. You've got to have this soundbite. If I have to send it to you, I will.
Oh, so, but Medved wasn't attacking me and saying I should be grabbed by Secret Service?
No. This guy got in. He got through the call screener somehow. Some guy from Chicago. And did mention to Mike, well, he was defending David Ray Griffin. I guess Mike had had him as a guest a few months ago.
Oh, Medved had.
Yeah, Medved had him as a guest. This guy was calling to defend him, and he said that Griffin's book was very well sourced, and Medved said, no, it wasn't. And the guy's like, what constitutes a good source to you? The sources he used were the U.S. government, NORAD testimony. And then he hit him up with the, he goes, how about a live interview with Larry Silverstein, who admitted that Building 7 was pulled? And Medved's like, well, what now? I thought, you know, there must have been red lights going off all over the studio then.
And no, I figure you were calling in because I know he routinely bashes me.
I'm
we
sure
have the clip on the website where he's, Secret Service ought to get Alex Jones. And
well,
then I saw Medved in New York. Huh?
He wasn't ready for this question. He had to change the subject. And then the guy mentioned it again, two full times, clearly.
I wish he'd have plugged a website so people could see Silverstein say it. Of course, that's in the new film, Martial Law, by the way.
Right. But this was the second call of Michael Medved's second hour. I think it's a soundbite you should have.
So he was a stumbling, bumbling fool.
Well, he was really caught off guard because, you know, his strategy is to divert the conversation and ask rhetorical questions and just get people when they do sneak in like that.
Now, I saw him in New York and inside the RNC, and I walk over to interview him, and he was pretty slick. He didn't want to be interviewed. I didn't put it in the film. It was just boring. He started just basically yelling, implying, are you saying something about the president? Are you saying the president? Are you saying that, you know, trying to get me in trouble? I just said, yeah. Just got out of there.
Yeah, and then the guy even mentioned the phony left-right paradigm. I thought it had to be one of your listeners that called in. It just had to be.
Good job to that listener. Good job for you calling in. Tell us about it.
If I send you the cassette, is it the Lamar address?
Yes, sir.
All right,
thanks.
I'll send it to you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, folks, we've got scheduled a futurist, former IBM executive, coming on to talk about how we're all going to be getting our microchips soon. It's going to be a lot of fun, and the New World Order loves you and your children. And I just briefly do want to remind listeners that in my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, we do detail. We spend more time on Building 7 than anything else, and we cover, you know, for a full hour on 9/11. Probably 15 minutes of that hour is just on Building 7 itself and detailing, well, Larry Silverstein saying they blew it up, and then all the other news articles about it. And we go to Building 7, the new Building 7 they're building, and show you how they did it and why they did it. And it's such an important film, I hope people will get Martial Law, because my greatest desire is, when it comes to politics and waking this country up, is for people to get this film and to make copies of it, because it won't have the effect, it won't have any power. It will be able to reach so many people through you. But nothing happens until you take action, until you put yourself in motion against the New World Order. And then we're unstoppable. So the toll-free number is 888-253-3139, or you can order via InfoWars.com, as I said earlier, or watch it all right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I want to spend the next 5 minutes or so, then I'm going to get into some other news and take your calls, with Benjamin Godfrey and Shane Patch, who, these are great guys. In fact, I want to get them to do some work for me sometime in the future on a film or something. Really impressed by the work they did. back in the last month or so of 2004, I decided to go up against Arnold Alois Schwarzenegger because all of these powerful forces are trying to push to amend the Constitution so he can run for president. And it's all part of a larger plan, and that, of course, all is exposed in the new film, Martial Law. But I said that I was going to produce my own ad that I would air in California and Texas, which I've done my new ad. It's going up today. We're going to be airing that. But I said also for the web, kind of like you know, some of the other alternative news sites have done, that they've had contests where they get people to make ads because you get so many great ideas and so much you know, great work is done. And out of all the video entries we got, by far, and the others were great as well, by far the ad that Benjamin Godfrey and Shane Patrick created is the best. It's very visual, so we're not going to play the audio here on air because it's a mainly visual ad. Joining us to talk about it are Benjamin Godfrey and Shane Patrick. Gentlemen, good to have you on with us.
Hey there. Good to be here.
To both of you, Benjamin Godfrey and Shane Patrick, why did you guys decide to enter the contest?
That's a good question.
Who is this I'm talking to right now?
This is Ben.
Okay, because Ben, I've never talked to you. I've never talked to Shane, I believe, unless you've called into the show without me knowing. So it's good to talk to you, first off.
Yeah, I think Shane's called into the show before.
Okay.
I guess, you know, we just wanted to do our part because, you know, and we figured we kind of have some experience. So maybe we could do something good that would work.
Well, it's really nice. For those that don't know, I mean, who haven't seen the ad, tell us how you came up with the concept and kind of describe what people will see in the ad.
Well, this is Shane. When it comes down to the general idea, it's just based
on... Hey, Shane, are you in, like, a bathroom or something?
No, I'm actually on my cell phone.
Okay, well, wherever you were was bad. Now I can hear you. It was echoing real bad. Go ahead and start over.
All right. Well, the basic idea was just based on, like, the fascist countries and also the different comments that Arnold Schwarzenegger had made about wanting to be a dictator and wanting to be a figure like Jesus, comparing himself to just Hitler.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're talking to Shane right now. Fade Benjamin down. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background. We'll bring you guys up one at a time. I just want you guys to be able to be heard. Shane, please continue.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But it was just basically based on the many comments that Arnold Schwarzenegger had made about wanting to be a dictator and admiring Hitler and wanting to be a figure like Jesus and just different things like that related to fascism that were comments that he actually made throughout his life, not just in his younger years. He made them throughout the 90s and even here recently. Whenever we were making it and looking for different comments that he had made, I actually thought it would be really hard to find some direct statements that he had made that would really implicate him and be that type of person. But when it came down to it, we had so many different statements. We included three different comments in text on there that he had said before. But there is a wealth of different things, probably about 10, 12 different comments he had made that were just over the top that really paint him as the person that he really is.
And talking to people in Hollywood that, I mean, are top level that know Schwarzenegger, that's all he does. I'm going to be ruler of the earth. I have dreams every night of ruling all of you. You are my slaves. I mean, this guy is a megalomaniac. He is the quintessential megalomaniac.
Right, I agree. I mean, just based on everything that I'd read and seen, and you had even mentioned before on the show about him and his I think it was a 30-year plan or 50-year plan of his life, and it all of the things that he's done so far all fits to that plan, and it ends up with him being basically wanting to be ruler of the world. So, I mean, it looks like he's kind of on the right track, and we do need to get involved and get the word out.
But what's even scarier is that he has the government and the establishment loves him because he has this view, because he's a pea in the pod with them.
Definitely.
Going to Benjamin Godfrey, just so I know, who is it? Is it one of you guys that I see walking in front of the camera, kind of in this 1984 atmosphere with soldiers and then big, huge posters of Arnold everywhere, and then you go into some type of government facility to get your food rations? I mean, this was like something out of Red Dawn. You guys really went over the top.
Yeah, that would be me.
All right, so that's Benjamin Godfrey.
Shane's working the camera.
Well, you guys just did an amazing job. So you... obviously, you work in film. I mean, this isn't your first project.
We've done some little small things, but I mean, nothing big. But I do work as sort of a graphic artist, doing animation and stuff like that professionally. But not like, you know, I don't do video projects mainly. But I do have a skill set to work from.
Do you guys have any websites you want to plug or anything?
I have a website that we use, and we just put sort of art and stuff up on there.
Well, give us your website.
That one is starvinginhouston.com.
Starving Houston?
Starving in Houston.
Starvinginhouston.com.
Just sort of an art thing. And then I did put a site up a little while back, like back before the election. I think I sent you a link to it, but I'm sure you're busy. I put some videos and stuff that I was able to come across on the Internet. I did put a short clip of Bohemian Grove on there, but it's kind of an art, kind of interactive website. That was electiondeception.com.
Oh, I've seen that site, yeah.
Yeah, and it just takes you through all the different stuff, and at the end I just put links to, you know, where all the sources are.
Well, that's a great URL to begin with. Well, that's amazing. Well, gentlemen, who do I write this $2,000 check to?
You can just write it to me. I'm just going to give Shane his cut.
Okay, well, so that's good with you, Shane. I'll send a check to Benjamin Godfrey.
Yeah, that's fine.
Benjamin, I had the piece of paper that came with the DV tape you sent. Somehow I can't find it. Will you email me the address you want this sent to?
Sure.
Email that, and we'll send that out tonight or tomorrow. And anything else you gentlemen want to add?
Well, yeah, if you have any, like you were saying before we came in, if you have any projects that you're working on, any web or video stuff, and you want us to throw a little creativity over there, you know, just let us know.
Definitely.
All right, well, you did a great job, and, you know, I think your ad is clean enough that I can probably actually use it on TV, but I don't think it violates any copyright. I may be able to use it, and so if I do that, it's okay with you?
Yeah, we're hoping it gets on TV. That would be great.
Yeah, well, regardless, it's going to be seen by millions on the web. I don't have enough money to air it a lot on cable. The goal is to do what Morgenthaler Jones, Schwarzenegger's one of his top campaign people with her Men for Arnold group, you know, she just bought $50,000 worth of ads in California, and then the national news picked up on it. We're now going to see if the national media ignores us or if they run this on the national news, because then that's where it really has a chance to have its biggest effect. But regardless, these ads are all excellent, and they're going to have a big effect on the web, because I'm going to promote them big time on the web. I know our listeners will do that as well. Anything else?
No, the interview with her was great that you did, and yeah, we're really hoping that this information is going to get out there through the internet. I think a lot of people can get to it. I know that's how like MoveOn.org got a lot of attention just through the internet, since they wouldn't let them air their ad on TV.
Well, that's the question. I mean, I'm thinking they may even try to. We're getting some indications some cable systems may refuse my ad. And then we'll put a press release out on that, and that may get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just need to get links to the videos on their blogs and on web portals, and then it'll get all over the place. We'll get tons of viewers, and then people will be aware.
Yeah. Well, Benjamin and Shane, I really appreciate your hard work, and I'm very impressed by the quality of your 30 and 60 second spots you made, and. It's bad news for the other people that entered the contest that you guys did such a good job of.
Hey, we're really looking forward to seeing their entries.
But they're winners, too, because, you know, they're getting involved, and that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, we'll come back, take a few calls, and we've got this futurist coming on, this former IBM exec, because he thinks implantable microchips are just wonderful.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're just beginning our move against Schwarzenegger. And that's another one of my frustrations. I mean, it's going to take time to promote these ads, to get them on, but then try to force the media to cover them. And there's just so many irons in the fire, but it's really invigorating and exciting to see this project come into fruition, though it took longer than I thought, and to see the great job that everybody out there has done. But I do want to commend those gentlemen. And really, nothing can stop this program being effective this program against Schwarzenegger if you, the listeners, take action. So please go to ArnoldExposed.com, get the URL, the download point for the 60-second is the best anti-Schwarzenegger ad, and please make sure it gets out across the Internet. You are unstoppable if you'll simply take action. But again, the power is in your hands. Let's go ahead and take a call. Matthew in Texas. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm sitting here in front of me. I bought at the Salvation Army a directory for Delta Kappa Epsilon Fraternity, the alumni directory. I was wondering if that was the same thing as Skull and Bones or like a branch of it.
No, I don't believe so.
Well, in the directory, there's Bush and his father, D.W. Bush and H.W. Bush are both in here. And there's a bunch of interesting stuff in here. There's like a career networking guide, and also there's some songs. One of the songs, there's a little excerpt right here, our torches flash in every lady's eye, our trembling victims await our call as we go marching on. I didn't think it was Skull and Bones because I couldn't find Carrie's name in it.
Yeah,
anywhere.
I know that's an elite fraternity, and why don't you Xerox copy that, the cover on that page, and mail that to me.
Oh, I will.
Say that again, though, our trembling victims.
it's the marching song, and the excerpt I have is, our torches flash in every lady's eye, our trembling victims await our call as we go marching on, singing Delta Kappa Epsilon. It's pretty.
Well, I mean, look, Skull and Bones is more than a fraternity, 15 members each year.
Right.
But all of these are good old boy networks, secret societies, you know, networks to help each other. But people try to compare Skull and Bones to a fraternity, and that's not really what it is.
Right.
I mean, in the classical sense.
Well, the members of this fraternity, there's four U.S. presidents, actually five now. This was published in 94. Presidents Hayes, Bush, Roosevelt, and Ford. Dick Clark is a member. There's also another song that's called We Hail Thee, Holy Goddess.
So yeah, they do worship a goddess at the tomb.
Yeah. So I think
it's all no big deal.
It's
part of it. You know, see how this occultism is hidden right in front of us?
That's it.
I mean, it's all occultic, and it's just hidden right there. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Really good points, Matthew. You know, when we go into these courts, we pray to the judge. In your pleadings, it says we pray to the court. You actually, they're built like temples. It's all hidden in plain view, folks. Let's talk to Clyde in Colorado. Clyde, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Big probably prayer is in order for both you and your family and people in the network. You may, obviously, as you've indicated, are facing some difficult decisions as to what direction you might want to go.
I mean, today I was just openly on air talking about frustration, not being able to do enough work, not being able to get it all done, and when I do get it done, not being able to do it right. Mainly I'm frustrated because I know how to defeat the New World Order and how to really expose them. I just can't do it all, and you can't just hire more people and tell them what to do. I mean, you've got to specifically do it a specific way, and it's just us. I'm just sharing my frustration.
I understand that. I 25 years ago, began to be aware of what you might call the New World Order. Started reading scripture. And I went through a period of time which had a high level of frustration. And then I'm to read a scripture in which the Lord said, the battle ultimately is his. It didn't mean that I didn't continue on in the battle. It's just that he reduced my frustration level. You know, it's a classic bittersweet situation. It's a matter of selecting priorities from priorities, and that's probably what you're facing.
They're all important, though.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But ultimately, peace comes. Some peace will come to your life or any individual's life, I think, when we realize battles up ultimately is.
I have predominant peace. I don't know. It's a complex issue. Thanks for calling.
Prayer is in order for you.
Well, thank you. Prayer is always important. Thank you. We should pray for this country, pray for every individual on this planet, and we should also pray for each other. I mean, I appreciate it. Your prayers are vital. All right. We got a big guest coming up. He's scheduled. We'll see what happens.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Especially when they find out who I am. Or we might have gotten the time zone screwed up. You never know around here. But Wolfgang Grolke, the IBM futurist New World Order minion, is not on with us yet, but we'll continue to try. Normally, we're still able to get him. Chairman and founder of Future World and former IBM executive, he worked internationally with IBM for more than 20 years and was awarded the prestigious IBM Outstanding Innovation Award from then CEO John Akers, I guess you pronounce it, in London in 1983. And we'll close that microphone, and then we will get into the news here. This is out of the Sydney Morning Herald. We'll be able to watch television on our eyelids. That's one of the headlines here. Here's another one out of The Age. Facing the future with a chip in the shoulder. And he just says we're all going to have chips. It says futurist Wolfgang Grolke says microchipping will be common in 10 years, replacing mobile phones. Forget mobile phones is the hottest new media technology for anyone under 30. Handsets, as we know them, will be gone in 20 years. The world's tech-savvy youngsters will be using microchip implants to communicate and transact. And, of course, they'll have the Hollywood crowd pitch it, as I said they would. That's in the government documents from 2000. The microchip movement is one of dozens forward-looking scenarios that some of Australia's major companies got a fix on this week, courtesy of Network 10's Innovation and Future Scoping Program. If the microchip scenario sounds too much like Star Trek episode, London nuclear physicist, marine biologist, and futurist Wolfgang Grolke has news. It's already happening. And, yeah, all the beautiful girls at these nightclubs, they want to work there as the bikini girls. They got to have the chip. And, oh, you want to work at the Mexican Attorney General's office, got to have the chip. Or you want to be a prisoner, got to have a chip. You want to be Special Forces, got to have a chip. You want to be a combat pilot, got to have a chip. Oh, but it's classified. Don't talk about it. It's already here, folks, already happening. Does absolutely nothing. Frankly, biometrics, if you want to use them, are much better for thumb scanning and face scanning, and systems like that can't be taken away from you, can't be zapped, can't be turned off. The chips can, but they want the chips because they're going to have other things in them, and it sets the precedent to forcibly put things in our body, which they're already doing through all these new vaccine laws. But the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Let's talk to who's up next here? Eric in California. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on again. Hey, I want to I just want to say I'm actually quite shocked how you're able to predict the next pope. I thought you guys were a little kooky in trying to decide who will be next, but I'm utterly shocked. How are you guys able to do that?
Well, I don't want to take credit for other people's predictions, so I didn't predict that. I think I heard some of the other broadcasts predict it. I think Jack Blood predicted it because he's been Catholic and been watching this. I knew he was one of the forerunners because he'd been working internally in the Vatican. Who did you hear predict it?
I just came across the Infowars.com, and it said, because I remember reading earlier before today, or I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, we posted articles predicting him.
Yeah.
But we didn't make those predictions.
Oh, okay.
Other people did. But you could say in a roundabout way, we selected things that we thought were good analysis to post them.
Okay. But the last thing is that the chips... Now, is there any way we can really... I know we can get the word out. I called before about how we can find the New World Order. But when it comes time to get the chips, do you think there'll be any legal consequences, or it can be all the way to concentration camps?
No, it'll just be, sorry, you don't get to have a cell phone or a data cube or whatever it's called at that point if you don't have the access security chip. So, fine, you don't have to have the chip. You
exactly.
Just won't be able to do business. Oh, sorry, every business in America... demands that you have the data cube, which to have the data cube, you've got to have the chip.
Well,
the data cube will be kind of like a nexus point for this whole matrix grid.
It's basically like the mark of the beast.
It's like this. Look, 6 years before 2001, they passed federal law and paid the cell phone makers $7 million as a payoff. To by law, every cell phone would have to have this chip in it that triangulates with the cell towers via GPS. It also, even when it's off, can listen to you. Audibly, the audio itself as a bug. And number one, the media never really reported on it, so people don't believe it exists. Then when they finally did it, you just don't have to have a cell phone. And then see, all the new cars have kill switches in them and have black boxes in them. All the new cars and have the plug-ins for the transponders and the ID numbers for the toll roads, and then it's just, you don't have to have a car then, or you just don't have to have a job then. But then when you go on welfare, you got to have the chip to be on welfare. We can't have homeless people on the street. You're going to have to be arrested. There's terrorist cults connected to groups that are against the microchips. Why, they're the ones that, in 2010 released the smallpox, the Christian Soldiers United, whatever group they make up. Then they'll torture some poor person on TV, and he'll say he released it. And then, my goodness, anybody who's against the chips is releasing bioweapons. We've got to arrest these people. They don't have a right to hold back societies moving forward. And they're connected to terrorists, too.
Now,
you want a prediction. That's what's going to happen. Go ahead.
It's so shocking how this would happen because just recently on TV,
Army says in 2000, January 1st, 2000, they said, it says basically, these fools are trendy idiots. They'll all accept not just chips under their skin, but using Hollywood and using trendiness and style, they'll take them in their brains.
That's absolutely horrible, and I hope there's some way we can
by the way, the actual Army document.
Oh, geez. And, the last thing is that I already saw on TV, the IBM is already advertising the biometrics where you can actually just thumb scan on to your computer. And I'm absolutely shocked because at first I thought Infowars.com, no offense, was kind of a paranoid joke, but I'm seeing this stuff, and it's like I can't stop watching it. It's like I have to know the information.
It is a paranoid joke, really.
Oh, right.
Everything's okay.
Are you kidding or just...
You know something? Eric, it doesn't matter, and I appreciate your call. Take care. Sir, it doesn't matter what you think I am. Open the window. Stick your head out. Look around. Drive down the street. Look around. None of this is our opinion. And I'm glad you're waking up. And no, that's a joke, sir. This isn't a paranoid joke. What I'm trying to tell you is you don't need to verify it through me. I'm not the person to look to. And I guess that's what happened organically. I mean, you thought it was a joke. You thought we were just being stupid. You thought it wasn't real. And then you turn the news on every night and you see it. That's because we're far down the rat hole now. 10 years ago, you didn't see this on the news. I was reading it in the government documents. They had to have plans, blueprints, and then had to be public in a certain strata. You know, 99.9% of people, look more than that, I mean, a very infinitesimal amount of people. I mean, that's what I do. I don't just get up here and rant and rave on the radio. Many times a week, I'll get home from working at midnight, and I'll get in front of the computer, you know, with a pizza or something. I try not to do that these days, trying to lose weight. And I'll sit there, you know, with a gallon of ice water and spend 3-4 hours. It might be 4 a.m. And I'm just reading government documents, which are all available. And they call you slaves. They call, you know, they say they call you the imperial slaves. I mean, they actually call us imperial slaves. In documents from the 70s and the late 90s, and you know, top people, government-certified stuff. And because you know they have to communicate with themselves, and they know that you're not tuned into that strata of information. You're tuned into Desperate Housewives and tuned into NASCAR. And so they're just going, hey, the slaves aren't going to figure it out. We're going to one-child policy them. We're going to have bio-releases and kill most of them. We're going to put chips in them. We're going to force drug them. We're going to go in and slaughter and take over all these third world countries, over 100 of them, 63 on Bush's list. And we're going to do it all through terrorism. We're going to carry out terror attacks and kill these idiots, and they're going to come to us for help. And we're going to publish this. And these fools aren't even going to read it. And if they hear an Alex Jones talk about it, well, they're not going to believe him either, and they're not going to check it out. So if you want to think it's a sick joke, you just go ahead and sit there and suck your thumb and just go with God. That's all I can tell you. And they've got so many sick people working for them to just get off on all this. And they enjoy it. And our children have no future. This country has no future. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. People are going to get more and more evil and become more and more like their masters as they mass warp our minds with television. But at the same time, there's going to be a larger group every day that is against all this. And we'll sit there as literally these dumbed-down, slobbering idiots in black uniforms serve this beast system. And the system will fall apart. It will fail, but in its collapse, it will kill millions, perhaps billions. And And then out of the fragments of its system, you know, new evil will rise. That's the way it works. You know, the fragments of it will reconvene, and good is never really organized. That's the problem. Evil is. Evil is. And no, sir. What we talk about is real here, Eric. And I know that you don't want to believe that. You didn't want to believe that. I'm glad you're being faced now with it. I'm sorry that that we haven't done more, that all of us haven't done more to save this country. We've got hard times ahead. I can see it. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Brother Alex, I just feel from my heart that you are my brother, and you know how you changed my life. And I also want you to check, please see if you got my letter of encouragement and my check and my books, because I do want your video, and I want to talk about it on air once I get it. And I want to tell you something. I used to be very driven, more in a bad way, till a few years ago when I completely submitted my life to Jesus Christ. And that's when he opened all these doors to the book and the broadcasting. And I think that you're tired. And I want you to think about this very carefully. Someone told me, I was pretty burned out about 4 weeks ago. He says, you've got to have joy in your life. And I got a complete break from the New World Order. I read magazines, I went out, I did yard work for a few days, and I think it would be a good idea sometimes, if you just consider this, that on Fridays, you would put some of your very best interviews, and you take the day off, and I'm
No, I can't do that. No, ma'am, I should never even have mentioned the fact that I was frustrated and get tired sometimes. I can't drive down the road without seeing cameras everywhere.
I know.
Now a surveillance blimp, the police in their black uniforms, the toll roads going in, all of it. I mean, they're magazines are full of propaganda everywhere. The only place I can get away from it is in the woods or in the, you know, in the fields or, you know, in the canyons.
And in a book you could read, and you could read the Bible. And I intend to do more of that. The other
thing, I'm not going to get away from the New World Order in the Bible.
But it does
is expose the New World Order.
But you will receive the spiritual help that you need, because there is someone bigger than we are. I saw it with miracles at the time of my father's death, and I know that he's watching over us. And
I mean, I understand that. What I'm telling you is that I just get frustrated.
But you know what, Alex? You need to get 8 hours of sleep, or you're going to age too quickly, and you won't be as effective with your audience. You need to sleep, and you need better food, lots and lots of raw vegetables.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. But I just got to change the subject earlier, folks. Earlier I mentioned that I get frustrated. I get tired sometimes. And I was just sharing with you some of my views, some of my feelings, really just because I speak from the heart on this broadcast, and so that's what I felt like saying, so I said it. I mean, everybody gets tired. I mean, I have more energy than most people. So I don't think it moves us anywhere to keep, and I appreciate your encouragement. Thank you, Elizabeth. I just don't want to spend any more time talking about Alex Jones, because that's really a boring subject. There's so much news here, so many other calls I wanted to go to. But thank you for all your encouragement. I just get frustrated because I cannot properly articulate what the New World Order is up to in many cases. You know, the full ramifications of it, the full spectrum that I see. And I know many of you see it as well, and it's hard to articulate. I mean, it's so big. And I'm frustrated that I can't get all the projects done I want to. But that's how creative people are. And so, that's the bottom line. But thank you so much, Elizabeth, for your kind words. Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Just got word last week that here at my job at a community college, we will be getting, drum roll please, ID cards with campus-wide locator chips. All part of the incrementalization technique of getting us used to, you know, like you say, accepting the chip.
I know. It's not Alex Jones squeaking on the radio 10 years ago now. I mean, it's happening everywhere.
What have people done in the past, or what can I and we do as a campus community to try to nip this in the bud and put an end to it? Do you have any advice for us?
So it's students and staff?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, I would use the example of, what's the town in California where they try to make all the students wear RFID around their necks, and then the people refused, the school said we're going to do it, then 20 refused, then 50, then lawsuits were threatened, and they dropped it. I would just type in school drops RFID plan, and then you'll get the article, and I'd print up about 100 copies of that with your own little comment and press release at the top saying resist this, say no, and I'd march around and resist it and get people to say no to it, and it violates your privacy, it treats you like a prisoner.
Tagging us like animals.
Yeah, I mean, this is Nazi Germany, and they'll drop it.
I'll not stand for it.
You got to fight it, though. And at first, they're going to say they're not going to stop it.
Sure.
Criminals and bullies always say there's nothing you can do. Oh, yeah, there is. I'm going to knock you upside the head with the truth. Thanks, buddy. I'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, my friends, we don't have a choice. Either we will control the world we live in, or we will be enslaved. Independence. This futurist Wolfgang Gollum, or Grokey, this IBM executive, says 20 years from now, we, the older generations, will still hate it, implantable microchips, but kids will never know a world without it. The arrival of the hip, young microchippers is only the start of radical industry-changing trends that Mr. Grokey says big companies are struggling to address because of the reluctance for radical innovation. Now, look, it's IBM and the globalists that are pushing the chips. No one wants it. Only government and media is pushing it. I said they'd pose it as radical and trendy and stylish. And I've got articles I wrote 6 years ago where I say that. Films I made 3 years ago where I said they're going to sell it as trendy and cool because I know how they operate. And, yeah, they'll show people on TV that the guy that has the chips gets the really hot girl. And so he'll run out and get chips, and when the girls see that he has the chips, they'll because they're trendies, they'll think, my goodness, he's got chips, I better go out with him. But it's still going to be hard for him to do it. The big thing they're going to do on top of this is carry out terrorist attacks and blame it on a right-wing Christian group that's against chips. And then people will run out to get the chips to prove they're good citizens. As Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes said, that was almost 4 years ago, he said, everybody needs a chip to prove they're a good person. He actually said it. And again, you do polls, 98% of people that are against this, but the mainstream media keeps repeating it like it's normal and cool. Until finally I see these articles now, and I've been conditioned, I don't even hardly talk about it anymore. It's just, yeah, there they are. Yeah, they're saying we're going to have chips. He says that in 10 years, millions will have the chips. The process is still cumbersome, he says, but by wheeling a cursor around a keyboard on a computer screen with their mind, they can write and send email. It's really the start of interfacing the chip with the nervous system, he said. And he went on again to say that a chip in the arm produced by Verichip Corporation, within a decade, he says, microchips will be common. Already two scientists at Britain's Warwick University have chips embedded under their skin that let them send emails just by thinking. And, of course, they force hundreds of thousands of people onto drugs each year in this country. Now they've got a chip that hooks into a nerve into the brain that makes you feel better. And they're already talking about making people take that chip. So you'll feel much better. You're about to get your chip now. You'll be with us soon, don't worry. See, now you don't believe in that bad New World Order. Now, if you just go along with us, there'll be unlimited pleasure delivered directly to your mind. Oh, yes, oh. Now, who makes you feel good? New World Order does. You're not with those terrorists that keep attacking, are you? We've got to arrest anyone who's against chipping because that's what the terrorists are for. IBM loves you. Before we end this hour, just briefly, the new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, that does get into the chipping, and 9/11 and the police state, obviously, and the occult elite that runs it all. The order of death, they bringeth death, my friends. Expose them now. Go to Infowars.com to get the new film or any of the other great films. Please go to Infowars.com, peruse the safe, secure shopping cart, and get the video. Make copies of it. Get it out to people. It needs to be seen. It's having an effect. We don't have a choice. We must resist, and resisting does make things better for everybody. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the new film right now. Or watch all the films right now. And the predominant amount of your funds that come in goes to fight the New World Order. You can be assured of that. Third hour, your calls, a ton of news straight ahead. Stay with us. Introduce.